CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next episode of the CyberWorks e-learning podcast series. My name is Mary Kay Laferno, and I'm the marketing director here at CyberWorks and your host today. CyberWorks specializes in custom e-learning solutions, learning management systems, and custom e-learning development for companies, governments, and nonprofit institutions. Today, we are starting a new two-part mini-series on Lean ISD instructional design. The mini-series will consist of two interviews with Guy Wallace, a certified performance technologist and president of EPIC Incorporated, an instructional design and performance improvement consulting firm located in North Carolina. Today, we will define Lean ISD and look at the curriculum architecture design which supports it. In part two of our series, we will compare Lean ISD to the ADDIE model of instructional design. So stay tuned for some great information to help with your e-learning program rollouts. And now we will begin our interview with Guy Wallace, president of EPIC Incorporated, an instructional design and learning performance consulting firm.
Good afternoon, Guy. It's great to have you here with us today.
It's great to be here.
Guy, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself before we get started?
Okay. I've been an instructional planner, analyst, designer, and developer since 1979, and have worked as an external consultant since leaving the organization at Motorola that later became Motorola University. Since that time, I and my consulting firms, I've had two, have served over 80 clients, and I myself have served over 40 Fortune 500 firms, plus several non-U.S. firms and some U.S. government agencies, including NASA and the U.S. Navy.
Well, thanks. That sounds great. Well, today our topic is about Lean ISD, and I'm pretty excited about it. And I know that you're an expert in this area, so I'm ready to get started. How about you?
Yes, sounds good to me.
Okay. All right. Tell us, Guy, what is Lean ISD?
Well, first let's start with ISD, which is an acronym for Instructional Systems Design or development, depending on your reference. And that typically refers to a sound, research-proven set of methods for developing instruction. Lean ISD is my book that describes my methods for ISD, which includes three levels of instructional systems design, plus common methods, tools, and techniques for both planning and management of those kinds of projects, as well as for the analysis for each of those three levels of ISD. The three levels of ISD are, at the top, curriculum architecture design. In the middle, modular curriculum development. And at the lower level, instructional activity development, which kind of equates to systems engineering at the top, product engineering and development in the middle, and component engineering and development at the lower level. And all three are intended to focus squarely on improving performance competence first, and then determining what, if any, blend there might be in the deployment strategies, or whether rapid design and development methods are appropriate or not.
Okay, that sounds good. Guy, what do you mean when you say performance competence?
Well, performance competence is the ability to perform tasks to produce outputs to the stakeholder requirements. What's key is understanding via the analysis efforts what those tasks of the traditional task analysis are intended to produce, and what do the customers and the other stakeholders require of the output itself and or the process tasks. A task analysis without an understanding of the output, the product of those tasks, is too partial an understanding of the performance context to lead to worthy learning objectives and worthy instruction. And typically, just as understanding one performance context out of many for target audiences with complex jobs will not lead to the right instructional systems response, it too will be partial, which is why we have a lean methodology for analysis of performance and the enablers for our curriculum architecture design level of ISD.
Okay. So I guess the next question is, what is curriculum architecture design?
Well, a curriculum architecture design is a comprehensive design for formal instruction and information based on an analysis of the performance requirements for whatever the scope of the effort includes,
mm-hmm.
which could be a single job or a job family, a set of cross-functional processes, etc. A curriculum architecture design is what some might think that they would get from a training needs analysis, but most often they don't.
So how does a company or an organization benefit from using this approach? It's certainly a different approach.
Well, the curriculum architecture design is going to focus all instruction and information squarely at the performance competence requirements, but it will also validate or invalidate any and all of the existing training and development that's being used for those target audiences
mm-hmm.
of any blend, and it looks at the potential reuse of existing training, and then it produces a modular design of all the gap or missing content so that it can be prioritized for development and acquisition efforts by the ISD customers and any other stakeholders that are involved. The comprehensive design will clearly have more of a performance orientation than a topic orientation.
Okay. So give me an idea. What do the outputs of a curriculum architecture design look like, and what are the circumstances in an organization where one might use one?
Okay. Well, there are several outputs. The first thing I typically show a client during a gate review meeting after the design effort is what we call a training and development path. It's a learning continuum in kind of a marketing poster format. I usually do a 3x4 foot poster in color that clearly lays out all of the training and development events in whatever blend that they are already in or are intended to be after the priority development and acquisition efforts. Next, we have training and development definition sheets for all of the existing training and development that is to be reused. And we also produce training and development event specifications and module specifications that articulate the modular design for all of the gap training and development at two levels, the event level, which is an administration level of the product. You know, that's the level at which you would plan learning and order learning or complete and record learning accomplishments. The module level spec is intended simply to help the customer and stakeholder better understand the content of the design, really for their efforts at prioritizing the gaps later on. And an organization would need a CAD effort when it knows it really needs to address all of the critical performance-driven instruction and information that's required of critical performers and critical business processes, and due to the high risk and high reward potential of their particular performance context.
So how long does it take to design a curriculum architecture?
Well, the four phases of the process can be completed in a couple of weeks if all the right resources were brought to bear for data generation, documentation, review, prior to the data being used in the next downstream phase. Key is ensuring that the analysis data is complete, accurate, and appropriate prior to using it in the design of this comprehensive curriculum, and that existing content is assessed rigorously prior to its inclusion or exclusion from the eventual curriculum architecture design. Typically, however, it takes a couple of months to do one of these projects because of scheduling the people resources.
Sure, I understand how that works. Guy, you know, this all sounds great, but how do you know it works, and what are some of the key success factors to track in such an effort?
Well, I know it works because it's worked for me personally on 74 curriculum architecture design projects since my first in 1982. And my business partners and associates and even clients that I've trained in these methods have hundreds of additional successful acid tests, if you will, for management jobs and individual contributor jobs across many, many industries.
Okay, well, I'm not going to let you go that easy. I'm going to hold your feet to the fire on this. So have you ever had a curriculum architecture fail? And if so, how come?
Well, yes, I've had several out of those 74 that I would have considered that failed. Not during the curriculum architecture design project itself, but they failed ultimately. They failed in their post-CAD implementation efforts, which is to say that during the development and acquisition of the priority gaps of the curriculum architecture design, the team put to that task failed to maintain the modular design and perhaps the goodwill of the customers and stakeholders that was earned during their active participation in the four-phase CAD efforts. The reason for those failures generally is typically a lack of an appropriate project steering team to own the effort, and their handpicking of the politically acceptable master performers and subject matter experts for the analysis efforts, the design efforts, and the implementation planning efforts. The truth is the amount of data that a CAD effort produces is just too overwhelming for most busy executives at the end of the four phases. The CAD project plan itself from phase one is detailed enough for most busy executives, but then when we get into the CAD analysis report and all the data there that we want to have approved and sanctioned before we go into the design phase, is chock full of issues that the training and development learning and or knowledge management efforts will never solve and are deserving of management's attention prior to or in parallel with the post-CAD development and acquisition efforts. The CAD design document presents the training and development or learning paths, as we discussed earlier, mm-hmm. and details the gap content as modular events and specifies what will generally be contained topic-wise, activity-wise, with estimated lengths and how it will be deployed, et cetera. And then there's a final implementation plan that is the guide to the prioritized post-CAD efforts for development and acquisition, you know, using any appropriate ISD methodologies and authoring tools, et cetera.
Well, Guy, I think we've made a pretty good start here, and I know you're very busy, so we're going to wrap it up here for today. Thanks so much for joining us here.
You're welcome. Talk with you soon.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.